This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis said Saturday that he would meet soon with Ukrainian officials to discuss the possibility of a visit to their country. He disclosed a coming meeting in a question-and-answer session with children in one of the Vatican's main courtyards. When a Ukrainian boy named asked him if he would go to Ukraine to save the children suffering there, the 85-year-old Francis responded that he often thought of Ukrainian children and wanted to visit the country but had to choose the right time. The Pope has been using a wheelchair lately because of knee pain. U.S. intelligence agencies have begun a review of how they judge the will and ability of foreign governments to fight. American spy services underestimated Ukraine's will to fight while overestimating Russia's ability to overrun its neighbor, even as those agencies accurately predicted Russian President Vladimir Putin would order an invasion. The agencies now face bipartisan pressure to review what they got wrong beforehand, especially after their mistakes in judging Afghanistan last year. U.S. intelligence continues to have a critical role in Ukraine, and as the White House ramps up weapons deliveries to Ukraine, officials are trying to predict what Putin might see as an escalatory, and the U.S. is seeking to avoid a direct war with Russia. And again, Pope Francis has said that he would meet soon with Ukrainian officials to discuss the possibility of a visit to the country, disclosing the coming meeting in a question-and-answer session with children in one of the Vatican's main courtyards. And the Ukrainian boy asked him if he could go to Ukraine to save the children suffering there, and Francis responded that he often thought of Ukrainian children and wanted to help them. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A small private airplane mistakenly entered restricted airspace near U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware vacation home Saturday, prompting the brief evacuation of the president and first lady. The White House said that there was no threat to Biden or his family and that precautionary measures were taken. After the situation was assessed, Biden and his wife Jill returned to the Rehoboth Beach home. The U.S. Secret Service said in a statement that the plane was immediately escorted from the restricted airspace after mistakenly entered a secure area. The agency said it would interview the pilot, who, according to preliminary investigation, was not on the proper radio channel and was not following published flight guidance. As a standard practice for presidential trips outside Washington, the Federal Aviation Administration published flight restrictions earlier this week before Biden's beach town visit. The restrictions include a 10-mile radius no-fly zone contained with a 30-mile restricted zone. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei has acknowledged that Iran took the oil from two Greek tankers last month in helicopter-launched raids in the Persian Gulf. He said the confiscations were retaliation for Greece's role in the U.S. seizure of crude oil from an Iranian-flagged tanker the same week in the Mediterranean Sea, over violating Washington's harsh sanctions on the Islamic Republic. I mean, he said that you stole our oil, we took it back from you. Taking back a stolen property is not called stealing. The seizures ratcheted up tensions between Iran and the West, already simmering over Iran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. A Texas state senator says that the state agency investigating the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde has determined that the commander facing criticism for the slow police response was not carrying a radio as the massacre unfolded. The senator, Roland Gutierrez, told the Associated Press that a Texas Department of Public Safety official told him school district police chief Pete Arredondo was without a radio during the May 24th attack by a lone gunman at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Arredondo had not responded to interview requests from the AP. The head of the DPS has criticized Arredondo for acting too slowly. Gutierrez said Thursday that Arredondo was not informed of 911 calls from terrified children inside the school during the shooting. And recapping our top story, Pope Francis has said that he would meet soon with Ukrainian officials to discuss the possibility of a visit to the country, describing the coming meeting in a question-and-answer session with children in one of the Vatican's main courtyards. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.